Hey guys, welcome to Running Highs and Community Ties, the official podcast of Hills for ATL. I am so excited. This is episode 12. We have an incredible, adrenaline-sinking, amazing-driven woman here with us tonight. Her name is Jessica, and she's actually from Florida, but she's had a ton of experience all over. I cannot wait to dive into her story tonight. Jessica, thank you so much for being here. This is absolutely your night tonight, and I just can't wait. The little that I know about you, I cannot wait just to like share you like a gift like to the world. And I think that's kind of fitting because if we hear anything tonight, you guys, I think that we are going to just really hear her heart for giving. Yeah. So Jessica, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're all about.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me, for one. The little I know about you is epic, so I'm excited to sit face-to-face with you and just chat. So originally from Orlando, Florida, I am a Florida girl. I'm a big Florida Gator fan, which is not very popular around here, but, you know, stay true to my roots. And I have a little brother and two parents who I'm super close with, so big family person. But yeah, moved to Georgia when I was 4 or 5 years old. So kind of a Georgia girl as well. I moved to Conyers, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
And then lived in Monroe for high school. So a little bit all over the map. And then lived in Atlanta for a long time and all the things. So that's kind of like the background. And, for work, out of college, met an Atlanta entrepreneur named Andy who asked me, he's like, I'm trying to build another company. Do you want to start building a company with me? And I was like, sure. So kind of fell into that.
How old were you when that happened? You said college?
I was 22.
22.
Yeah. So that was kind of like push into the entrepreneurial building things world.
Cool. At 22 years old to be naturally interested in like, I want to build a business because that experience is like, something that you've been able to carry on through your entire life.
Totally.
I can't imagine if when I was 22 years old, like I was like, yeah, let me learn how to start a business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's cool.
So what happened with it? So we started, I had no idea what I wanted to do out of college. I wanted to go into philanthropy since I was a little girl. I grew up and was like around mission-based churches, and my parents were really philanthropic, so I was always like around giving. That was kind of like the thing. I remember when I was like 8 years old, I said a prayer to God. I was like, God, please let there still be people that need help when I'm older so that I can help them. Like, I really thought that all the world problems would be solved because I was just seeing all of this generosity around me. So a very beautiful, pure kid.
Did you say also that like whenever you were a kid, you thought when people were going to work, they were just all going to like be volunteers?
Yes. That was just like, that's what it was so beautiful. I mean, imagine my surprise when I grow up. I'm like, okay, that's not what's happening.
No.
But yeah, that was just like the essence of my childhood or, you know, what I was seeing. And so I didn't really know out of college. I would say when people said, what do you want to do when you're older? I'd say, I just want to help people. And they're like, well, that's not a job and you can't make money helping people. That's what I always remember like adults saying. And I was like, okay. So I kind of just fell into working with this entrepreneur and didn't know a lot about building businesses. And for 4 or 5 years, we kind of roller coastered around and we landed on building this company called Topeka. Have you ever seen the movie Almost Famous? With is it Kate Hudson maybe or Cameron Diaz? One of the two.
I can't recall, but yeah, were you guys in it?
So that was where the name of the business came from.
Okay.
The main singer in the band quits the band. He's like, I'm tired of all this. I just want to hang with some real people, and they happen to be in Topeka, Kansas.
That's funny.
So the name, he's like, I just want to hang with some real Topeka people. So that was kind of like the essence of the brand that we built was like, can we kind of like take this music festival vibe where there's hundreds of thousands of people sweating in a field and make this more like boutique, nice experience for people? So that's where Topeka came from, and did that for 4 or 5 years.
You go to Texas, right?
I did. So I moved to Texas. I'm like, all over. I'm a nomad, like in my soul. I don't like to be in one place for too long. I'm like, there's so many things to see and there's so many ways to stay.
Totally. It's a state of mind.
Totally.
I feel the same way.
That's like, so after I left Topeka, I was like, I want a new adventure. I sold all my things and I was like, I'm moving to Austin and I'm going to follow my gut about this entrepreneurial, philanthropic, giving thing and try to figure it out. So
purpose, you're trying to figure out your purpose.
Totally. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know where it's going to lead me, but I wanted to kind of like simplify my life. I was like, I want one car full of things. I don't want a lot of stuff and I just want to go.
What does your family say when you're like, I'm living in my car. I'm going over here and over there. Who knows when I'll be back. And
yeah.
You did make it back though.
I made it back.
You made it back.
I
were happy.
I made it back. But they were, I mean, I think they started to realize as I was, because at the end of Topeka, I was super burnt out and I was like, this just isn't where I'm supposed to be. And they kind of saw, I'm like an optimistic, happy, excited person. And I think they kind of saw me just in a rough spot. Yeah. So they were like, all right, you know what? We trust you to figure it out and do what you got to do. So I'm the best parents, man. Like they're
I really
so supportive.
Think that, like when you like are, you push, push, push. And you said you like put your heart and soul in, into building that brand.
Yes.
It, you know, we all in life like really hit those places where we can just feel so burned out and we can feel kind of like it made so much sense at one point and then we just feel completely lost.
Totally.
But I think those things are supposed to happen in our life.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like that is that those are the turning points. You know, there's something really true about like having like phases in life. You
totally.
Know, you gain so much knowledge. You know, from building a business at
totally.
Such an early age. You know what I mean? So some of our biggest indicators of it's time to change something is exhaustion.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's like, okay, I wasn't made to be exhausted and like this right. feeling of like, well, I can't breathe.
You're not
I'm stuck.
Be living in this life being tired every single day. Like, you know, and so maybe that's the thing. If anybody
put.
Is listening to this and they're feeling tired, maybe this is the turning point in totally. Your process. So all right. So you are this free spirit. You're trying to figure out like where you're going and then you make it back to Atlanta.
I do. Yeah. So when I moved to Austin, I was like, I want to learn about the nonprofit space. I don't know a ton about it. I know what I know and that's it. So I started reaching out. I'm a big like, I'll cold call anyone. I don't have a lot of like shame in my game. Like, hey, will you meet with me? And just I went on a learning tour almost. I met with like people who had homeless organizations, people who worked on the hunger crisis. And I was like, talk to me like I'm a five-year-old. Like, I just want to understand the space. And what I learned to, you know, encapsulate all of the things is like, we have the nonprofit industry over here and the for-profit industry over here, right? And like, nonprofits are held to extreme regulations and they're operating on shoestring budgets and you know, they don't have the ability to dream big, it felt like. They're just like, how can you dream big when you're bogged down when I got to pay my
regulations?
Totally. So I was like, okay, something's not right here. And I would ask them and I'm like, if you said today, like, what's the best way to build a world-changing organization that solves these global issues? I highly doubt we would say, go fundraise for the cause and the mission and the copy toner Epson, you know, fax machine. Like, it just all fell backwards and they were like, listen, we agree with you, but we're working on our cause. We don't have time to change the system. Like, you go figure it out, you know? And so that was one piece. And then the other piece was like, we have a really hard time getting people excited about giving. That's kind of like what I kept on hearing. And I'm like, well, I know
there's so many people that are just like, is my money that I'm giving or what my time that I'm giving truly, for especially the time piece, is the time that I'm giving into this even... does it even matter?
Yeah.
And that's because of a jaded system too.
Yep.
You know, is the money that I'm putting towards this, is it truly going, you know, to help that kid eat lunch today? You know, there's just so much around it. And it's all this fear and it's also a lot of stigma around it, you know? So I think that what you're doing as far as how do you call it?
Reimagining
giving.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes.
I hope that's like a tagline.
Yes.
Is that how you built Chasing Impact?
Yeah, that was really the catalyst that said, like, okay, I'm hearing all these things from these nonprofits. Something's wrong here. I've always wanted to do something in this space. I didn't exactly know what. And then I got really into endurance experiences. So I was like, is there a way to kind of combine all of these things? And that's how Chasing Impact was born. I'm like, let me take a little bit of this and a little bit of this. And
so did you choose the nonprofit or the for-profit?
I chose a for-profit because I am super, super passionate about, okay, when done correctly, capitalism works for a reason, right? There's an and there's a lot of people who do it crony and not in a productive way, but capitalism has pulled a lot of people out of poverty in the past 200 years, right? When done correctly. So if there's a way to, because there's an incentive, right? Like, okay, I work and I get this incentive. And in the nonprofit space, there's not as much of an incentive, which I think is what hinders some of their progress. So I was like, is there a way to build like a philanthropic capitalistic model where the more we make, the more we can give away? So that was, it is a business. It's not a nonprofit.
No, I'm totally with you. And I learned so much more about the for-profit. And I even started another business at the beginning of this year. So, and that's also the route that I'm going and learning. I worked for a nonprofit for 10 years.
Nice.
I see all the restrictions and it's kind of like you're a puppet on a string and you can't really fully, you know, realize and manifest all the things that you're capable of being stuck. So I totally get that. So before we keep going into all of this lovely passion,
yes,
I know that your family's here, you had some friends here,
yes,
and because of some of these kind of lifelong friends, even if it was some years without seeing them,
yeah,
and you came back to Atlanta, you're all about community and this learning tour kind of, I think, probably never ends for you. You're always learning.
Always.
How were you introduced to Hills for ATL?
So when I decided to come back to Atlanta to launch Chasing Impact from Austin, I had seen my friend, one of my great friends from middle school, Annalise, had been posting about this workout she did.
She is from Conyers.
Yeah. Oh my
God. You went to middle school. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. She's the best. She's the best. But I messaged her on Instagram and I was like, hey, dude, like, tell me about this workout you're doing. It looks awesome. I'm coming back to Atlanta. I'd love to go with you. And she was like, come on. So I met her there, and I mean, we hadn't seen each other in like 10 years, so it was the coolest thing ever. Now she's one of my like best buddies, like we just never left. But I loved it, like right off the bat. I mean, you know, it's like the feeling you get when you show up to a workout, you're like, oh, there's something here. Like the energy that you get, the coaches, like now the more I find out about AB, like what a solid human.
I know.
The coolest, the best, and like I love a lot of people suffering together to better themselves, and that's exactly what they were building.
And that goes in line with your high intensity dream
adrenaline,
right? Your adrenaline. That also is something that I can connect to as well. I just love it. I love the energy. There truly is an energy. It doesn't matter if you're about to do a race. Doesn't matter if you're crossing that finish line.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if it's a Wednesday afternoon after work at Piedmont Park either.
Exactly.
So how was it? How was the workout?
It was very humbling. I was like, oh, I'm in shape. Like I can come do this workout. And I was dying the whole time. So it was a humbling experience, but it was super cool. I mean, I had the best time and I was hooked from the first one. I was like, okay, this is my Wednesday night now. Like this is what I'm doing.
Well, I can already imagine if someone like you who's done a career, had such a passion for like just people and how somebody like that going to something like what we experience all the time in all at Hill, like you would immediately see the power that's there.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like you're so much alive. But like when I got with AD, I was like, Amy, there's something bigger.
Yes.
You can't just amount of diversity and so much excitement and so we're doing something that is it's challenging.
Yeah.
It feels good, but not too much. It's free. Anybody can come. It's just like it's free, but we get so much.
Totally. And anybody does come. Like that's the cool part. Like everybody comes. Like it's like you said, it's like a big melting pot of like all kinds of different people. And that's why I love what you're doing, because it's like, okay, these are all individuals who all have a story. So I love that you're taking like the depth and digging into it. So it's awesome.
Before we went into the question, I definitely need to just share with the world that you have completed. What was your heart rate?
My hardest race was a half Ironman, 70.3.
You can hear that.
Half
Ironman.
Crazy.
Did you train for it? Did you just kind of like, were you kind of take a deep breath and say, let's go? Or
I'm a big wing it type of girl. When I signed up for the first one, I've done two now. I literally had not run more than a mile. I had no idea how to swim. And I like didn't even own a bike before. So that just shows anyone can do it if you just put your mind to it.
Well, I'm glad that I now know someone that's done
Heck yeah.
Next on the list.
Oh.
That's got to be the next thing.
You'd crush it. You'd crush it. You'd...
I'll plug in to do it in my sleep.
Heck yeah. Oh, sign me up anytime. I'm down. I'm down.
In the community, like, we all just, like, inspire each other to a better rate.
I can literally say one little thing. Somebody may have been thinking about that.
Yep.
But they just didn't know that they could continue thinking about that, you know, until you said it. And then you just kind of keep vibing from there.
Totally.
I tell people all the time, some of my best friends I met at Hills, and they're still, and they're like new best friends. And we're going to get into like how meaningful it is, you know, the older we get, you know, and developing those relationships and just how meaningful it is. So, okay, you are active, you're healthy, you live and breathe community. But how do you take care of yourself? You know,
it's
different for everyone.
It is. And it's crucial for everyone, but I'm a big walker. So I try every single morning, I get outside and I walk. Like, that's non-negotiable. Number one, I need fresh air. I need to move my body. And I've tried the like waking up at 5 a.m. and crushing a workout. Like, that's not sustainable for me. I love that. But like getting up, walking, listening to a podcast, talking to God, thinking, spending time alone, like those things are crucial to me. And then I do a lot of thinking and like spending time by myself. I think we do not sit and think about our life enough. And I really try to prioritize just like being in thought and in solace, not even meditating, just like thinking about it, like speaking out loud. Like, what do I think about this? How did this make me feel? Like, what do I want in life? All the things.
What's
important to me?
What are my values?
Totally.
You know, and then once those are identified, you know, does my business line up with those values? Do my relationships line up with those values? Or maybe you just sit there and think about, am I happy right now?
Yes.
Am I fulfilled? Am I grateful? Or maybe it's just like, look how far I came since last year.
Totally.
And it's just like, there's a whole conversation going on that we can have in our minds. Like, I don't ever even know what it's like to be bored.
Yeah.
You know, and
I do not like being bored.
I don't know what it's like. I have so many things. If I'm not doing something, I am sitting here and I'm thinking and I'm working in my mind.
Yep.
You know, and I think it's very true. Like, we should all spend time, you know, even if you're just writing with the windows down or just looking out the window for a minute.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, when you snap out of it, you don't even realize you're just staring off.
Like,
maybe just stay there for a little bit longer, even if it's a couple more minutes, you know?
Yeah.
There's something really special about that, because there's so many things within us that we still have to uncover.
Yep.
And I truly just think that that is what life's all about, like, is to continue to peel back the layers. And if we live on autopilot, you like you say, you know, and it was just so easy, and we all fall into that.
Yep.
On a regular basis, you know, if we stay on autopilot, we're not sitting there continue to learn about all the potential and the things that we can actually get.
Potential. That's the thing. Like, we have so much potential inside of us. And if we do not think about it, we cannot get it out of our soul. Like, our souls want us to push forward. So yeah, I love to sit and think. I did an exercise the other day and I wrote out, I'm like, okay, what are all the things I love to do? And I wrote it. I love to watch football. I love to golf, like anything, you know, I love to read.
And there's something beautiful about writing.
Writing it out,
getting it out. I have a big whiteboard, you know, in the middle of my hallway, and I have to walk through my hallway just to get to my bedroom. So obviously I'm there at least twice a day. I see this like huge whiteboard, you know, but writing it out, it changes things too.
It does.
And people think, oh, it's a big chore. It's really does not.
No.
It actually just takes 2 seconds.
It's easier than you think. And like, no pressure. Write out what's on your mind. What do you love? What do you like to do? And then like, why do you love to do it? And move on.
Like, yeah, if you can't think of anything, then boom, you've got something you need to focus on.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Okay. So we all have to like, you know, find these challenges in life, right?
Yes.
Tell us, like, I know that you're super resilient. I mean, people don't go through half Ironmans and know that they're capable of doing these things if you didn't already know that you've overcome so many things in your life already. Why don't you tell just briefly, like, a little bit about something you are proud of that you overcome, and how'd you do it?
Yeah, I mean, kind of staying on the same path that we're talking about, I think leaving my job of the company that I started to help build when I was 22, I ended up leaving that about 2 years ago now. That was super challenging for me. And I think like the whole process of quitting something or like leaving something that you know it's the right thing to leave, it still just takes resilience, courage, whatever the word is, to actually make the jump and leave and be like, I'm going to bet on myself. Like, I know what's here and I know it's not for me. And like, it's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging, but like, it's time.
It's been long since you spent years.
Totally.
Years. And there's something about like those early 20s.
Yeah.
Early 20s.
You're still
like a baby. You're still learning who you are. You are still a baby, but you don't really know that at the time. Yes. And so, but there's something, there's a some part of our mind and heart that really just pours into whatever it is we're doing.
Yeah.
And it like, it really becomes so important to us. It's an identity that we've created for our life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so, and it's like, it's like your identity. And so to put so much heart and soul into something.
Yeah.
And then come to a place where you realize that you need to move on.
Yep.
It's like this, it's like a loss, you know what I mean? But it's a loss that's necessary.
Yes.
And so it's just a huge chapter of your life that is then basically pushing you into the next.
It is.
But it's like, it's your realization that yes, you have this identity and you are capable of doing all these things.
Yep.
But now your identity, it can be even bigger.
Yes. And that's the thing. Like once you realize that, you're like, I got it. And like, I'm such a hopeful person. And I think I got in a space where I was like, okay, I'm not like excited to wake up in the morning anymore. And I even had to, I went and got a therapist for the first time in my life. Cause I was like, I know I'm like self-aware enough to know like, I don't think I can quit this job on my own. Like I need to go talk it out with someone to like help me get through this. So, and that was one of the best things ever. So it was a whole challenge in itself. That was the best thing ever, right?
Like the best decision. That really speaks to who you are and who you were at the time to even get a therapist.
Oh,
say, hey, I need a little support here.
Yeah.
So that I can really follow through and like you said, bet on yourself here.
Totally. And like, I'm a tough cookie, you know, like I'm strong and I'm all these things. Yeah. And like, I needed help. Like, yeah. Period. No problem.
I think that's one of the most strongest things anybody could ever do.
Totally.
For your life. So tell me a little bit about this. The community support, has family played a pretty big role in your life as far as supporting you? Sounds like they have. It sounds like you have like this amazing family that I hope to meet one day.
Yes.
You know,
I have the best parents, man. Like I don't know where I would be without my parents. And, you know, they come from a different generation, right? Like they crave security and like all of these different things. And I'm obviously the opposite, right? Like I'm this free spirit figuring it out in the world. And like, they have been so supportive of me and they didn't have to be, right? Like, they didn't understand at first, like, what are you talking about? You're going to quit your job and bet on yourself and build a bit. Like, what do you mean? And they just jumped on board and they were like, we love you and we support you. And like, we get it and we get you. And like, I'm the best parent, man.
That is so amazing. I mean, they probably were watching you and they were probably like a little nervous, but they are also probably like, she's doing something that I actually always wish I would.
Totally. She'll figure it out. Right.
But like, you're probably doing stuff and showing them like maybe you're even inspiring them to go take a few chances or to get on that plane and go do something or go do a 5K. I'm not sure how old your parents are.
No, no. And that's what she's like, I think when I'm on my walk, she's like, Jeff did an Ironman. I could.
Yeah. And we have guests that literally talk about bringing their mothers and their people to their kids to the Hills workouts, you know, and it's really shows the family support, but it shows the community. And so,
yeah.
How has community in regards to finding your people, like the ones that want adventure, the ones that aren't afraid to fail, you know, what has that been like for you?
I mean, I think it's when you think so differently, you know, and like you're not super traditional, I think it's harder to find your people. And, you know, like when you are in high school, you have your high school friends and then you have college friends. And I think as you grow up, it's even more important to find like-minded people. Cause if not, you're like, wait a minute, am I crazy? Like everyone's kind of around me doing the same things. Like, and I want to pursue these different things. So I think community has been finding my people like you who are like out here having adventures and like craving experiences. When you find people like that, it's everything. Right. Like it's so crucial, especially as I grow up. So I think I value that so much. And I think that with my like family support, that's everything. Like I have everything I need then if I have that.
Yeah. You're really onto something too, because there's all different ages that go to the Hills workout And people are interested in all different kinds of things. I can say, hey, you want to go run a marathon tomorrow? And they're like, absolutely not. You have fun with that.
Totally.
I am just going to go do the Mile Crusher on Saturday, you know, and that's enough. But then, you know, from the first time I like talked to you on the phone, like I had never really had such a deep conversation with you like that. And I was just like, oh my God, like this is amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I shared with you, like we may have gone through some different paths, but where we're at today, like timing and like where our minds are at and our focus, it's just so aligned. It's so beautiful that people can go through such different things and also have such a compassion and love for people and community and connection and truly know that that's how you grow.
Yeah.
That is how you grow.
Yep.
That is how you tap into a strength that I feel like we're all actually supposed to have.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't even be here.
Yeah. 100%.
100%. So, that's amazing. I think I could, you know, pick your brain all night long.
Back at you.
Tell me a little bit of some highlights from your event this past weekend.
Yes. Yeah. So we had our Chasing Impact launch. We launched with a 5K, and the idea with the brand is, can we create these endurance experiences that inspire collective generosity, right? Like, can we make crossing the finish line more than just about us, right? Like a win-win. I get the feeling of capability and joy and the spirit, but it's also somebody else. For this one, somebody else in Cambodia was getting clean water every time someone crossed the finish line. So it was awesome. It was a success. We had a good turnout. And I think what I really wanted, I care a lot about how people feel, you know, like you can put on an event and have all these things, but like if people don't feel what you're trying to convey, then to me, it's not as meaningful. So I think people really felt like I'm doing something important and like this matters. I'm out here for a reason. And that was really important to me. So
yeah,
in the world.
That is amazing. Congratulations on your launch.
Thank you.
I am totally in agreement. It's like you can share an amazing story. You can have an amazing event. But what people walk away with is the most important part, right? Like what message did you walk away with? What new inspiration or goal did you walk away with? Are you going to keep talking about like some of the adventures that I take on? I do it because I know I'm going to talk about it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, what would you say keeps you motivated? I know that you're a big person about, like you said, waking up every morning and just appreciating life. I mean, we only have one life, right?
My favorite thing.
So tell me a little bit about what actually keeps you motivated. And I know that we've kind of talked about so many things, but what's kind of like your ultimate why?
I mean, like you said, I can't believe we get to wake up in the morning. I'm like kind of manic when I wake up. I'm like, no way, no way. We get to be awake again. We get to be alive again. This is unbelievable. So I think I have such a gratitude for being alive. Like the fact that I was born into this country at this time with parents who love me, like that's a responsibility. And my why is evening the playing field, right? Like and whether it's clean water, whether it's shelter, whether it's hunger, if the playing field was even, if we were all starting on the same exact line, I think the world would be tremendously, tremendously different. And I think that's why water, for example, which is what we're focusing on right now at Chasing Impact, it's clean water. It's a basic human need. If every single person had water, okay, that's one step up. If every single person had shelter, okay, that's one step up. So there's just something about an even playing field that really motivates me. And I think that's why giving and generosity is at the core of what I care about. But that's really my why. I really feel like I'm here to do something that helps even the playing field. So that's what I'm trying to dig into.
You're more than evening the playing field. You are literally doing, it's people like you that are just like so... it's kind of mind-blowing a little bit. I can understand sometimes when people have this passion when they've experienced hunger, they've experienced homelessness, and they've experienced these things, right? I get it. You know, they can speak from that. But you are speaking from this place of like this born passion and actually been a part of your life your whole life, even from, you know, being raised by your parents. And I cannot even begin to tell you how much someone like you is needed as an ally in this work.
Thank you.
Because we couldn't do it without people like you, you know? And, you know, I think that you have already come so far, and I cannot wait to see like all that you're chasing impact is going to be about.
Thank you.
That was one of the biggest things I was excited about, like highlighting in tonight's podcast, because I want Hills for ATL to know about chasing impact and how to get involved, and even just the simplest necessities. Like right now, you said it's water.
Water for humans.
Yeah.
Talking about human beings.
Absolutely.
Water.
Absolutely. And, you know, you said that you're motivated just by just kindness and just like making giving cool. Like,
it's our tagline. There's nothing cooler than giving. There's nothing cooler than giving.
Yeah.
That's I love what I want people to think.
How do we, and giving can look so different in so many different ways.
Totally.
And, you know, I tell people, even just giving someone a smile.
Yep.
You know, asking them how they're doing and just giving them a compliment because it's free. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, I'll be at a restaurant and be like, oh, that your nails look so awesome. Yeah. Or to the server, you have a really amazing eyes. Did you know that? And they're just like thrown off because they're just trying to give me my bill or they're trying to drop off some water.
Yep.
You know, whatever, but like
that matters.
It
matters.
It made their day. It changed something. It changed
something. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to pay for anything. You didn't have to. You just kindly told someone, great shoes. Yeah. Because you like their shoes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Something. And so I think that that comes from a very pure place. I think that that's the energy that we find out there at Hills for ATL.
Yeah.
Even if someone's not interested in the adrenaline seeking or the pushing it to the absolute failure limits.
Totally.
Which there's
a lot too.
Yeah, but like the other people that aren't, they still support you.
Yeah.
They support you in every little thing. And so before we wrap up everything, you know, because of that support and because Hills for ATL wants to support Chasing Impact and you specifically and all the other things that you're going to do. So what are you running towards and how can we as a community support you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big planner. I'm not a, like my master plan, but I really am running toward a world where there is nothing cooler than giving, right? Like I think for myself, I want to be fulfilled and happy and healthy and all of these things personally. But I think having a full cup there and taking care of myself will allow me to continue to pour into other people. So I want to keep building Chasing Impact. And like we talked about, I'm really connected to the why. And I think the how and the what, that's what I'm trying to figure out. And in a couple years from now, we're going to have to sit back down and I'm going to say, these are all the things we've done. And this is all the exciting work we've done. But I think that a world where the playing field is more even is what I am running toward. And
we're going to get there.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are.
Ever.
Well, thank you so much for like being with us. I already told her, everybody, we're going to do part two, part three, part four.
Yes.
This is an amazing, amazing woman right here. Jessica, thank you for being with us. You guys, when you see Jessica out on the field, you know, ask her about Chasing Impact. Let's continue to love each other, support each other, grow together. And I just know that Hills for ATL, for us, you know, sky's the limit. Let's go. We'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much.